I hope you all had a wonderful week and are looking forward to our last week before spring break. I'll just go over what we're doing next week, and you can check out the updates and announcements page for other links that are happening. One quick reminder is that next Friday, a week from today, is also a minimum day. So we'll have our normal minimum day on Wednesday, and then we have another minimum day on Friday before spring break. Our virtual book fair is going on March 15th through all of next week, through the 28th. The readathon is next week, and spring break is the following week. And Makeup Picture Day is coming up on April 7th, so that will be after spring break. In reading, we're going to finish our unit on fantasy, the magic of themes and symbols. We'll continue to dive a little bit deeper into symbolism and themes next week, and we will have a final assessment on Thursday afternoon. In writing, we've been working hard on newspaper articles, and next week we're going to take time to put them all together into a digital newspaper. Each student will publish their own digital newspaper with all of their articles, and they will be published for you to be able to see all of their hard work. In math, fifth graders will finish their unit in Module 3, which focuses on fraction operations. Their end of unit test is also on Thursday. And in sixth grade, we're going to continue the first half of area and surface area, which is the geometry unit, and we'll work on finding the areas of parallelograms and triangles, and they will have a homework quiz on Thursday. So both grades have a reading test Thursday and a math test Thursday. I don't like to stack them like that, but with the break coming up, we have to finish things up and get those grades in the gradebook. In history, fifth graders will continue to work on their work in Chapter 6, A New Nation, and begin some of the end of unit projects. And sixth graders will continue to study our next ancient civilization, which is Greece. They started this week with Sparta and Athens, and they will continue with reading some articles on ancient Greece and also getting into Greek mythology. In science, both grade levels will work with their respective science lab teachers, as they have been this whole year. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. And otherwise, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend together.